we've got a jobs agenda that's got many chapters in a book that we're writing. The chapter one of this jobs agenda is got some important incentives there to hire the unemployed, including waivers of the employer portion of the Social Security tax the next year if you hire new, if you hire unemployed people. You got payroll, an expensing provision, so-called, which will give an incentive to people to buy new equipment, which will have a good spin-off in terms of producing that equipment, and this will let you take as a deduction right away the cost of that equipment instead of depreciating it over time. This bill, which will hopefully pass this afternoon, this first jobs bill, extends our highway bill to the end of the year. It was going to run out. It also has a provision in there to stimulate, build stimulate the infrastructure projects with a program called the Build America Bonds Program. So this, we hope we will actually put finishing touches on this afternoon. Same time earlier today, we hope to get additional steps taken on the second chapter of the jobs bill, and that would have to go over to the House of Representatives if we can pass it, but that's got certain important tax provisions there to extend research development tax credits to. We got good safety net provisions there on the unemployed for extending unemployment benefits for a year. We got the provisions in there to extend the so-called COBRA program, which allows people who are unemployed to continue their health insurance. We got important support for the states, their Medicaid program in here, and states are cutting jobs and cutting programs that create jobs because they're running out of program out of dollars in the so-called FMAP program. So there's a lot going on here in terms of jobs.
How is the tenor moving with this legislation?
Well, we think we have the votes, first of all, to get both of these bills, these jobs bills, passed. And we'll know today, actually, if we have the votes on these, because we need to get 60 votes, which means we've got to pick up a few Republicans. The Republicans have really stymied any progress around here, just about with the overuse of the filibuster rule. We do have a rule which requires 60 votes to get things done, but that has usually been reserved for things which are really major bills, things which... there might be huge objection to, like the health care bill. That's it's not unexpected that there is a filibuster against that bill. But now, around here now, you got to get 60 votes almost on every amendment that you offer to every bill, and it's created a real division here, a real lack of progress and a lack of civility. But today we may see maybe a little bit of a positive, a little bit of daylight in this if we can pass both these bills.
Now, here at home, as I mentioned a moment ago with the Michigan Retailers Association, they say that they had a really good holiday. They say that actually the car sales being up a little bit domestically and also a good February month seems to be indicating things are looking up. Some unemployment numbers did come out for Michigan yesterday that, of course, are a little higher. But even Manpower says in their survey that hiring looks like it's going to be up here. Do you feel that it is possible that we maybe have turned at least some sort of economic corner here in the country?
Well, the evidence is that we have. There's all kinds of data that shows that the recession has bottomed out. And on the other hand, if you're unemployed, and we got huge unemployment numbers in Michigan, and that means that all those statistics don't mean much to you.
Right.
So
right. We've
got to create jobs. We think we're on the track to do that. So our gross domestic product is moving in the right direction now. There's been some nonpartisan objective surveys which say that we have probably saved 2 million jobs through our recovery package. So that's good news. And so there are some things which are looking like glimmers here of daylight, not just that we are at the bottom of a trough here, but that we're beginning to climb out. But again, we're focusing on jobs and job creation because that's really where the action has to be. We can't just rely on gross domestic product numbers and think that means much to our million unemployed folks.
How important is it in this legislation that is moving through right now to have the incentives for employers to hire the people?
Well, we think it's a useful incentive. We've put these couple provisions in this bill because even though it's hard to prove what the motivation is, of individual employers. We think it's logical that if someone is sort of thinking about pulling back some of the unemployed into their shop, that this may be just the additional incentive which tips them towards the hiring instead of the standing pat. So while it's difficult to prove in advance that it's going to work, we're going to continue to try things which logically should work, because we're not just going to stand still here and accept the status quo.